What's up, Weebs? Today's episode of Weebcast is brought to you by The Gallery. Straight out of New York, The Gallery is a curated collection of photographs from around the entire world. Unfortunately, like in a lot of our favorite animes, we really don't have any speed or teleportation techniques to use to get around. So that's why we have The Gallery, to bring these finished pieces of work from around the world to straight to us. All of their prints are made from 100% recycled aluminum, giving your wall that gallery finish. Now you can take some of those cringy and those old, ripping up those dingy looking bleaching One Piece posters off your wall and replace it with some true pieces of art. Right now, The Gallery is offering Weebcast listeners 15% off by using the code 15OFF. That's the numbers 15, then off. All you have to do is just go to thegallery.com, and that's thegallery.com, so your wall will never be boring again. Now, enjoy the show. Hey, yo, let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast. I know you guys have been waiting for another episode of Weebcast with your boy CW, your host with the most, the logic in the anime world, the man with reason in the manga scape. Indeed, I am back. Hope you guys have been doing pretty well. I'm not going to say that you've been missing this voice, because I know damn well you haven't been missing this voice, but I know you've been missing some great anime news, some great anime and manga reviews, and all everything in between with some cool topics and all that stuff, and some of the guests I've been having over the last month or two. But there was a short hiatus there, I will not lie. First of all, I'm going to get to some house cleaning right now. But, you know, actually, no, before I do some house cleaning, let me just talk a little bit about what we got in store for today. If you can't see the title, everybody, this is Weebcast. This is C-Dub's Weekly Manga Corner, which it hasn't been too weekly, but I promise you it's going to get more consistent in the coming months. Things got a little hectic, which I'll get to in a little bit, but your favorite Weekly Manga Corner, where I tell you what you guys should be reading in the world of manga. Namely on Shonen Jump. If you have a subscription on Viz Media, you got your subscription with Shonen Jump, there are a lot of stories coming out each week. There's a lot of things you probably want to read, things you never heard about, never heard of, not sure if it's good or not. You come here, you listen to your boy CW. I'm just gonna tell you right straight up what you should be reading that week and things you should be reading forward. So I know you're lucky to have me. But I'm luckier to have you guys, because I love every single one of y'all. But yes, today is my weekly manga corner with your boy C-Dub. I got Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm going to be talking about that chapter 116. I'm going to be talking about Mashle chapter 25. And then finally, I'm going to end that on My Hero Academia chapter 279, which came out just a few days ago. And we're going to be focusing on those three pieces of work on today's manga corner. But before I get into that, I want to tell you about I don't want to call this a rant or a diatribe, but I do want to start with something at least on topic with Shonen Jump. And it's spelled Shonen Jump in the year 2020. We're about halfway through the year. It's been a crazy ride. Crazy ride. With ups and downs, with a lot of downs, but there will be ups in the future. You can't have rainbows without rain. It's one of the things I've been saying for years and years now. It's just impossible. With the pandemic, self-isolation, economic crisis, mass social movements, I wouldn't blame you if these last few months, you know, passed at a snail's pace. But 2020 has also been pretty an eventful year for Shueisha's weekly Shonen Jump so far. No fewer than four very long-running series have departed the magazine, along with a whole host of others. We got Kitsune no Yaiba Demon Slayer out. We got Yuna and the Haunted Hot Springs gone. We got Promised Neverland, which you guys should check out that episode as well. A few weeks ago, I talked about Promised Neverland with its Amazon series. first season one recap, season two preview, and what I think about the series. And then Haikyuu just ended not too long ago. Has just left the roster feeling very, very, very fresh indeed. But we're also more than 9 months away from when I'm not sure. I'm going to have to find the tweets. When I talked a little bit about our perspectives, when I talked about Shonen Jump as a whole, and I was kind of wondering if Shonen Jump has really faced up to the challenges posted by 2020. And with just a with about 5 months to go, what kind of position is Shueisha in to deal with the long-term problems facing the manga industry? And we're going to head this with, I mean, because we all know that. I mean, you know that listening, and I know that. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing is eternal. But I will clarify a few things, because I've never actually said it in a podcast format. And I've never really written it when I used to write articles on the Medium app and things like that. So I'll clarify it here, though. It's just necessary to address some of the claims that I made over time in the last few years on just some random Twitter posts. And I talked about how some readers kind of raise concerns that, or some people have spoken to me, whether, you know, off air, on air, we kind of talked about how they thought I was kind of overreaching on some of the, or how I forecast the gloomy future of Shonen Jump, you know, overstating, you know, that I was overestimating the problems like the decline of One Piece, which I do still believe. That's one of the few takes that people still get on me to this day. And I'm sure people who are listening are, you know, like, what the hell are you doing, Chris? One Piece is, you know, obviously a 10 out of 10. How could you ever say that is a decline? But I believe that. But as we're moving on to the increasingly digital-only generation, I did have some oversights in some of my statements. But the main point that I was trying to get across, that nothing is eternal and that still stands. And it's very possible that this year, but more likely next year, that we're gonna see Shonen Jump lose the crown. And you're probably asking what I mean by that, but it's easy to look at the towering status of Weekly Shonen Jump and assume that things will always just be the same. But you know, if we just look at history. We just gotta look at history, yo. Look, I know you guys love anime and manga. You like nerding out, weaving out, whatever the term you guys want to use. But you know, we don't want to repeat it. We look at history so we can make better decisions in the future. And history tells us that's the opposite. Things don't, you know, just stay the same. No doubt, readers in the '60s and the '70s thought that Kodansha's Weekly Shonen magazine would always be the king, but its popularity was eclipsed by Jump. In the 80s and then further into the 90s. And so we're thinking about a 20, really a 25, 28 year window where Weekly Shonen magazine, which was published by Kodansha, was reigning king. So almost about 20 to 30 years where that was on top. It wasn't really until the 90s where Weekly Shonen Jump was the fan favorite, being bought more than the Weekly Shonen magazine. All things come to an end, guys. Even the mightiest star, due to complete expenditure of hydrogen, you know, these things happen. But, and the thing is, I don't want to be too dramatic. And while it's true that Weekly Shonen magazine never really regained its top spot in terms of circulation and just the raw numbers, it still occupies a very important place in the industry to this day. You have things like the quintessential quintuplets, Seven Deadly Sins, Domestic Girlfriend, were all best-selling series last year, and their departure leaves Kodansha and then the Weekly Shonen magazine in a very similar situation in 2020 as Weekly Shonen Jump. So while the complete extinction of Shueisha Shonen magazine is definitely not on the cards, I'm not saying that we're just going to see them just fizzle out over the next year and a half. But it is possible that circulation may drop and its influences may fade to a certain extent. You know, the dramatic tone of, you know, what I've said in the past and kind of what I may kind of sound like right now, was just to combat, you know, illusions in the opposite of the argument, saying that, you know, we'll see another 20 years of dominance with Weekly Shonen Jump, and people just assuming that things would be the same. But, you know, history and science tells us that things rarely ever do. And I also talked about, I kind of want to talk about Weekly Shonen Jump's 2020 roster, and then the sports shaped whole. If you think of Hajino Ippo just kind of just rocking in a right hand, you know, like a heart stopper shot, just picture that and Weekly Shonen Jump's magazine and him just punching the fuck out of that. That's kind of what I'm getting at, because we should examine what happened to Weekly Shonen Jump in this year. And the first big area of that is just the change in his lineup of the series and the roster. See, we've already kind of dealt with in length with the departure of some of the high profile series, so I'm not going to go too far into that. But what I want to focus on is two areas in which the current roster is severely lacking. And that's the extraordinary absence of sports series. And you know me, sports manga, sports anime is... I know more about it probably more than the average weeb. That's all I'm saying. And I probably did a little too much research on it. But look, I know a lot about sports manga. I know a lot about sports anime. I know a lot about the importance that it has in the culture, just anime and any manga culture. And we have and that's severely lacking in Weekly Shonen Jump's magazine. Haikyuu's departure, I guess it's been about 2 weeks. Has it really been 2 weeks yet? Was a historic moment for the magazine. For the first time in its 52-year history, there was not a single sports series running in its roster. 52 years. you should guys go back to the my very first episode of Weebcast, the number one anime and manga show, by the way. When I did my first episode on sports manga and I listed some of my favorites, the importance and all that jazz. Listed a lot. We talked about a lot of cool series. I'm gonna have to do a follow up on that, by the way, because it's a pretty popular episode. Just think about 52 years now. 52 straight years. There was not a single, or right now, there's not a single sports series running in its roster, which is crazy. It's just absolutely wild. And the significance of this movement really cannot be understated here. I'm being serious, guys, because Weekly Shonen Jump has always enjoyed a strong relationship with the world of sports ever since its publication, right, I think, in the beginning of 1968. And many of its most successful and iconic series have belonged to the subgenre of sports. Slam Dunk, Kuroko no Basket, Haikyuu. And that's just naming just a few of them. So don't trust me, there's a lot more. And like I said, go back to the very first episode of the podcast of the show, and you'll find out that I list 20, almost probably 30 different series. But those looking for some sports goodness in Weekly Shonen Jump in 2020 will be severely disappointed. And it kind of really alienates a whole set of core fans, which is also plays to a part in its sales and its dipping in sales. Critically, however, what the disappearance of the sports series from the roster kind of also tells us is that it's a complete failure of kind of the editorial team to get a new one off the ground in the last couple of months. Now, Beast Children and I know I'm forgetting another one. Beast Children and Double Taisei. Beast Children's kind of is a rugby. It's got a muddy formula. But it's a rugby anime, a rugby manga. That's been, I guess, I've only been reading it since September of last year. And it's got art similar to kind of to the Haikyuu. It's got a main character that will kind of give you to the feeling of Gon from Hunter x Hunter or Tsukamoto from Days. And they're kind of, and that character is kind of down pat. But it's got a very likable main character. I'll probably talk about it on the show. I'm going to have to talk about Beast Children on the show on someday. And then Double Taisei, which is another manga, actually, I've been reading since September of last year as well. And it's becoming one of my favorite board game sports kind of manga. It's a shogi manga. People who like Haruki No Go and things of that nature, you guys are gonna love Double Taisei. But that's the point is they haven't tried to bring some of these and try to foster some of these into the current magazine. Because I'm pretty sure both of these, Beast Children, I'm not quite sure because I'm not quite, Beast Children and Double Taisei have come to an end since the last time I've even kind of checked up on them. And they had their own sort of problems in those series with the complete lack of polish and some of the originality. So it isn't really, wasn't too much worth dwelling on those two series. But the point I made, or the point I kind of want to finish here is that Jump needed some originality and some ingenuity headed into this year. In order to kind of match up with its competitors. And that becomes increasingly obvious when you're looking at the realm of sports series. Because while Suecia struggles to get a successful one off the ground, Kodansha, where you're going to get some real good sports manga action, you go to Kodansha magazine, because they're having a great success with Blue Lock, which people who know me personally, they know I've been loving Blue Lock, and I'm pretty sure I referenced it in the first episode of this podcast back in February. I'm not sure if I didn't, I should have. And Kodansha not only has success with Blue Lock, but they're also having success with Akita Shoten in the long running Yawamushi Pedal. While Haiku may have outsold Blue Lock and Yawamushi Pedal by a country mile, doesn't mean much if it may or may not be the last, you know? What's the point of it selling so damn well if Shonen Jump can't foster another sports manga into their roster? And this goes into my next point with the roster, is with this sports hole clearly in Shonen Jump's midsection, they're kind of overeaten in another area, and that's comedy. Given the manga magazine's close relationship with the sports series over the years, Shueisha is no doubt looking to fill that hole in that roster by the end of this year. At least I hope that I feel like that's what they're working towards. And in order to do so, they will have to do one thing, and obviously that's going to come with canceling some series, you know, which may bode well for the current glut of comedy series. They have Me and Robaco, the hard-boiled Cop and Dolphin manga, and the Mitama Security. Those are just three comedy series added to the Weekly Shonen Jump magazine over the last month and a half, and there's more. Those are more. I'm trying to think some more gag series. Gravity Boys. I already said Me and Robaco, Magu-chan, God of Destruction, Mitama Security. You know, and when I mean bad gag series, we mean the series with little to no overall narrative that places emphasis on their chapter by chapter gags and character interactions. That's what I kind of mean by gag series. And these four series are followed by with three new series that enjoy an overly comedic bent, but they also do have some stronger narratives than the four that I talked about, and that's Mori King, which I do suggest you guys try to read, Mashal, and Bone Collection. All three of which are slowly but surely making the transition to battle manga. Slowly. And I'm excited for that. But still, it's a lot of comedy. And although it's true that comedy has always played an important part in Weekly Shonen Jump roster, the overabundance of this genre, though, in 2020 threatens to kind of undermine the delicate balance of the magazine. In interviews with the other editors of the main four Shonen magazines, Weekly Shonen Champion, whose editor-in-chief is Takakawa Shingo, kind of talked a lot about the former EIC's Kabuto Taizo's box lunch approach to publication. And to put it simply, Taizo argued that having lots of different series from different genres in your magazine meant that it could garner a wider audience, attracting more eyeballs, in the same way as an elaborately constructed bento box lunch, you know? And then the ethos of this approach also applies to weekly Shonen Jump. If not all the major weekly magazines, Jump is not just home to action epics as such as One Piece, but also love comedies like We Never Learn, but also have dark fantasies like Chainsaw Man, and realistic stories of show business like Act Age. While comedic six series always have played such an important part in that, classics like Dr. Slump and Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo. I'm not sure if I had enough bows on that one. But nearly having one third of your roster be one of just one genre kind of seems a little bit much. And it seems likely that Weekly Shonen Jump will be getting rid of some of these comedy series over the next of the second half of 2020. If not just in order to preserve some of the balance of the roster, but then it would also make room for some more sports series, which would only be natural and which would be pretty awesome. Now, let me get started with. So, look, I'm not really a betting person, but I could try to be, and I like to think of myself as one. On whether it's in sports or just in life, I'd like to propose bets to people because I feel like that's the sincerest form. I mean, it's not with real money. I'm not saying I'm betting with real money, but I like to propose situations with betting involved. And if, like I said, if I was a betting person, I'm gonna have to say a Gravity Boys and Mitama Security would probably be the first two to go off and get the axe on the Shonen Jump magazine's roster. I'm putting this solely on the fact that they have really low volume sales, as well as their relatively long runtime. I'm kind of tempted to put on Bone Collection, but I actually like that, and I do see that actually getting better and becoming not only a decent comedy, but at least a even more decent battle shonen as well. So, and I kind of like it. So, but that'd be if I had a third choice, I might have to throw Bone Collection there. Even though I thought the first volume was okay, I don't think it was well received. And the first volume, I doubt will do very well on sales, and I doubt it will prove any too much popular. But the prospect of losing yet more series, might bring out you in some kind of stress level hives or something. Haven't already lost so many heavy hitters. I mean, wouldn't it not be wise to at least keep some of the new series around for the time being? Unfortunately, that's never been the Weekly Shonen Jump approach. Furthermore, the success that some of the new series have had means that doesn't necessarily have to be the case, though. And I think some of the main oversight from the things I've said in the past kind of ignored some of the medium-term successes that Weekly Shonen Jump has had going into 2019. My Hero Academia, which I'll be talking a little bit later in the show. Jujutsu Kaisen and Act Age, actually. All three of those mangas I will be talking later on the show. And now Chainsaw Man and Mission Yozakarakura Family. This was due to for a couple reasons, though. Firstly, there simply was not enough time to cover everything when I was saying these in spurts on Twitter. Someone could easily write a whole novel every year on the current state of the magazine. Secondly, it was necessary to take place more focus on recent additions to the roster in order to understand the position of Weekly Shonen Jump heading into 2020. As this year is teaching us, even heavy hitters can go away at some point. Assessing the long-term prospects of the magazine then, requires us to examine some of the short-term additions. In this case, the success of Mashal, Undead Luck, which I highly recommend, cannot be understated here. The former series, penned by, I think it was Hajime Komoto, has had the best single volume release since Tatsuki's Fujimoto's Chainsaw Man in 2019. The latter, penned by Yoshifumi Tokuzaka, has taken a little longer to gain attraction, hitting an estimated 31 or 30,000 unit sales at the end of last month, on the basis of two volume releases. All in all, these two series are on track for some big success in the future. And I'm saying, you're hearing this first. Undead Luck and Mashal. You're going to be seeing this a lot on Twitter. You're going to see a lot of them on YouTube. You're going to be seeing a lot of this on Reddit, Tumblr, Discord, wherever you guys may be posted up at. But don't forget that your boy C-Dub's recommending you these series up on the jump. Y'all want to be cool? You want to see you keep cool to your little weeb friends? Tell them that. Pretend that you found these series. You discovered this. All right? You don't have to credit me. Just know that you're in your heart that I'm recommending you two great pieces right now. But even so, these are still the early days, and strong initial volume releases can quickly, you know, turn into their opposite if the pace is not kept up. As consumers will have reason to keep buying them, we'll have other reasons to keep buying something else or buy them. But furthermore, the success of these two series hides the fact that there are many others faltered. With A Gravity Boys and Mitama Security being the obvious examples that I've just talked about. The less we say about the utter failure of Samurai 8, the better. I'm not even going to get into that. But as a result, a Weekly Shonen Jump has undoubtedly secured some success for itself over the course of 2020. Focusing on new series such as, like, this also excludes the fact that Jujutsu Kaisen is about to blow up on the account of its anime adaptation, as well as the fact that the more established series such as My Hero Academia and Dr. Stone are going from strength to strength. Nevertheless, you know, this is still sketchy success that doesn't necessarily ensure the magazine will reign on top for the foreseeable future, and definitely for another 20 years. But I want to put into Weekly Shonen Jump and its future from 2020 and moving on. Because the question is, there's something that you're probably thinking about right now, Chris. Like, well, where does this leave Weekly Shonen Jump heading into the second half of 2020 and beyond? Firstly, there are gaping holes in the roster that desperately need to be filled. In both terms of both the sports series in general and just better comedy series, it is necessary in order to preserve the kind of the balance of the magazine, like a good bento box, like we've talked about, and as well as drawing in a wider audience. Secondly, while there are some new series that managed to find some early success, this needs to be maintained and cultured and fostered on the basis of solid storytelling and consistent quality. Otherwise, I mean, that success could quickly dissipate. It's just as quick as their success extending. I mean, another question: will Weekly Shonen Jump lose its pole position as the world's biggest and most popular manga magazine by the end of 2020? The hot button question? Not likely. Nope. The process is going to be a long and drawn out one, right? And with plenty of peaks and valleys through the way. And furthermore, many other weekly magazines are dealing with their own problems. Even though I've been talking a lot about, you know, we've been talking a lot about how Shonen Jump magazine and its issues, its recent issues, it's not the only one. Even Kodansha, which I was highly touting with their sports series, Kodansha's got some departures as well. You know, Kodansha's departures from the Weekly Shonen magazine as well. They have, what did I say? I think I was the Quintessential Quintuplets, Seven Deadly Sins, Domestic Girlfriend, which are all coming, you know, we're all coming up to an end. And Shogakukan's handling of Detective Conan, which I want to do a whole separate episode on, because, God, it's a disaster. If Shueisha's Legendary magazine is going to be dethroned, it most likely won't be this year. Nevertheless, though, Weekly Shonen Jump has hardly overcome the most general challenges facing the manga industry today. You know, circulation is still dropping, with more and more readers choosing to go online or simply wait for volume releases. And like, you know, this show isn't sponsored by Viz Media or Shonen Jump, which I hope someday. Like, that'd be pretty fucking cool, but it's not right now. Mom myself, I either like to wait for the volume releases, or, and more popularly with the last few years now, I just subscribe to the subscription on Viz Media and the Weekly Shonen Jump website. Just sign up for the subscriptions, real cheap, monthly price. Every Sunday, got new stuff to read on Shonen Jump. Same thing with Kodansha's magazine. And even, you know, look, it's easy. It's easy, it's simple. I mean, especially if there's a lot of people, there's a large subsection of people who only read a lot of Shonen Jump type titles anyway. Namely One Piece, Dr. Stone, My Hero Academia anyway, so it fits a lot of people, because those shows, those series have such large audiences already, but it's not the only thing, because all in all, as much as me and yourself, we love manga and anime, it's not made for us, which I've already talked about in several different podcasts and several different episodes over, you know, since starting the show, because people don't like to admit the declining birth rate and the stagnating Japanese economy also cuts into the amount of people and people the money that cuts money from people's pockets, which is only compounded by the effects of the pandemic. Shueisha has certainly tried to overcome these problems, launching initiatives such as the Jump Digital Lab, which placed a lot more emphasis on the Jump Plus digital manga service in general. But, you know, the journey's far from over. And seeing where Weekly Shonen Jump goes in the second half of 2020 is going to be, frankly, interesting to see. And any new developments will definitely be delivered to you in a timely manner. That is a promise. That's a C-Dub promise. You can put that in your pocket. You can take that to the bank. But I want you guys to think and tell me what you think about the current state of the Weekly Shonen Jump for those who are avid readers of it. Where do you think it will be by the end of 2020? Let us know on my social media, where you can be found on twitter.com/JXNMORI, or hit me up on Discord at justmori7710. That'll be all linked. Find that on my Twitter. You can find that on me. Don't worry, it'll be linked. But for now, I got some cool things. Right after this break, we're gonna hit an ad, and then we're gonna hit you with the classic and patented the C Dubs Manga Corner. Where you guys gonna take a seat with me? I'm gonna open up Shonen Jump magazine, digitally. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to talk about three series that I thought was really worth reading this past week. I'm pretty sure you've already kind of, I think I talked about it at the top of the hour, but if I haven't, it's pretty simple. I'm going to go over Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia, and I'm going to be talking about, I can't even think of the third one off the top of my head, Mashle. No, I'm looking at Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia, Mashle. Yeah. See, look, sometimes I even get a little frazzled. But right after, just in a minute, give me a few minutes. Grab a drink. Pause if you have to. Get yourself a drink. Get something to eat. I want you guys to sit down, take relax. And we're going to go over three manga chapters. Give you my thoughts and review them in this past issue of Weekly Shonen Jump. And it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a really great time. And I can't wait to tell you. Can't wait to talk about these three pieces of work, because they've been kind of moving in directions that I've been really liking. Don't worry, but look, we'll get all to that. I'll see you on the other side. Stay frosty, guys. Hey yo, it's Weebcast Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the number one anime and manga podcast show on the internet. You can put your bottom dollar on it with your boy C Dub, better known as Chris or Maury, whatever you want to call me. I can't have too many aliases. That's probably not good for the business. You know what I mean? You think so? Right? Production team. Yeah. I like all those names though. Those are my nicknames. People know me by that, right? Stick to C Dub. All right. To the behest of my production crew, I'm, your boy C-Dub, with a little with the C with the circle around it. That's copyrighted, my boy. It's copyrighted, ladies and gentlemen. But look, I hope you got something to drink. I hope you have something to eat. I hope you found a comfy spot in your nice little bed, your nice little cot. Maybe you're outside on this beautiful day right now, and you just somehow you wanted to listen to some you wanted to listen to some black man talk about some weeb stuff. But let's say all those things are true. You're in for a treat. You like manga, right? You like listening to manga reviews, right? Then they're at the right place. Because I'm hitting you. Because right now, what you just entered C-Dub's Weekly Manga Corner. WMC. I kind of like that. I'm going to like that. Hey, make a note of that, production team. Yeah, I like that. C-Dub's Weekly Manga Corner. WMC. But welcome back to the C-Dub's Weekly Manga Corner, where I detail you the chapters and the series that you need to read week to week in your one of the world's most popular favorite manga web magazines, Weekly Shonen Jump. There's so many things they have in there, and there's a lot of shit to read in there. Probably a lot of good stuff, a lot of mediocre stuff, and the occasional terrible stuff, but that's why you got me to tell you what's good and what's not. God, that sounds arrogant as fuck, doesn't it? But I like to point out this worthwhile. I like to point out worthwhile stuff. All right. And look, we do it big here. You know, hot takes is just what I do. We stay bold on here on Weebcast, right? We like to stay bold on Weebcast. We don't do it small here. We don't do it small. But like I said, on the top of the hour, I talked about the three chapters this past week that I want to talk about that came out on this latest crop of chapters in Weekly Shonen Jump magazine. And you know I like to read them digitally. You know I like it. I got the subscription through Viz Media. I'm reading these chapters, man. I'm loving it. Weekly Shonen Jump, I love the digital platform they got. To be honest, I really do. Makes my life so much easier, and it's cheap too. So, and you know your boy loves a bargain. Like I said, I'm going over Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia, and Mashle. The third one, Mashle, being one of my list on the up and coming mangas that will be probably updated in the future. Will be adapted. I mean, will be an anime in sometime in the future. I give it about another year or two. And obviously My Hero Academia, which has been on a roll, I think, for these last few chapters. And then Jujutsu Kaisen, which doesn't miss. They miss very rarely. I mean, I feel like they're like Steph Curry at the free throw line, man. It's just, they only miss when it's a blue moon and a lightning strikes you. Right? It's that rare, you know what I mean? But look, we're ending the week. And in a new weekend, so time for our Weekly Shonen Jump. Shueisha's legendary manga magazine has been releasing every single Monday for over 50 years at this point, and it still has enough exciting series in its roster to justify its hallowed status. And on this hallowed episode of Weebcast number one anime and manga show, your boy C-Dub, also known as Chris, it's going to investigate the latest and the greatest in the world of Weekly Shonen Jump, telling you what's worth your time to read and what's not. This week, we're chatting up Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 116, Mashle Chapter 25, and My Hero Academia Chapter 279. Welcome back. It's been a few weeks since I did this. There's been a lot of, it's been some weird stuff, being hacked on Twitter. Equipment got kind of better to say the words crapped out on me, so I couldn't produce anything. But I was just kind of just writing episodes, doing some research for those things, and so just expect for we're gonna be coming back at you. I'm alone. It's just me, myself, and I, and the production team. I'm sorry, obviously the production, but hey, we're rolling solo dolo here. But that's gonna be changed. We're gonna be back. And I just love doing these weekly manga roundups. It's been on a serious note. I love talking about this stuff. Like I said, you already know I'm a manga head. I be eating manga like it ain't nobody's business. Slurping that shit up like some grade A top ramen. And but I want to make this more solidified thing, week to week. So just bear with me. Things are going to get tightened up. Got some cool news on the future. It's going to be some. You're going to be seeing some different things on the shows, on these upcoming episodes. So just bear with me. Everything's going to be all right. But without further ado, let's get into some manga. Now, start with Jujutsu Kaisen chapter 116. And it's going to probably won't come in as no surprise if I say that is that Jujutsu Kaisen's Shibuya incident arc is incredibly reminiscent of Hunter x Hunter. I really just did the X. Take my weeb card from me right now. But Hunter x Hunter's Chimera Ant arc. If the fixed temporal and spatial nature of the arc wasn't really enough, then the whole series has always been incredibly influenced by Yoshiro Togashi's hiatus-ridden masterpiece, Hunter x Hunter. Even right down to the power system and the designs. Nevertheless, Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 116 goes one step further, aping at the climax of the Chimera Ant arc in both function and in form. And what I'm talking about, of course, is the fight between the King of Curses, Sukuna, and the cursed spirit, Jogo. See, now this fight has been going on for several chapters now, beginning back in chapter 112, when Itadori was fed some of more Sukuna's fingers, and the antagonist woke up from his slumber. It is in Jujutsu Kaisen chapters 116, however, that this fight reaches its climax. And what a climax it is. Shit. While I do have my problems with the Shibuya incident arc so far, and we'll get into that a little later on, there is no denying that the series author, Gege Akutami, has been bringing his all when it comes to art and visual presentation. The environmental destruction, in particular, has been a fucking joy to behold. And Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 116 is no exception. When Jogo and Sukuna are standing on top of a giant fireball, you can feel the heat radiating from it and gawk at the impossible geometry as the adjacent skyscraper is devoured. However, I just could look at this panel all day. And I know what the panel you're looking at, just the skyscraper being devoured by the flaming heat of this fireball. But chapter 116 isn't all about the flashy action. However, most of it is in fact composed of a conversation between Sukuna and Jogo and his fellow cursed spirits. Jojo kind of goes on to explain what his motivations were, wanting to become human by eradicating them and kind of taking their place. And obviously Sukuna ain't agreeing with all that, saying that he should have simply burnt everything he wanted, but it hardly matters. And this conversation is taking place inside Jogo's mind. I should say that. Time slowing down to a crawl as he's burning to death. And the final note of this fight leaves off on is what really makes me think of Hunter x Hunter. Although they have crossed blows, you know, Jogo and Sukuna are able to understand each other at the very end. And Sukuna even says that Jogo is strong. And that he should stand proud because of it. Much like the Mirum and Netero fight. This was a fight that was never going to leave any survivors. But it did leave the combatants full of respect for each other. And in Hunter x Hunter's case, Netero was forced to use the miniature rose. And Mirum finally afflicted with fear. And if the Shibuya arc is closely molded after the Chimera Ant arc, then it wouldn't really surprise me if the Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 116 is also the beginning of the end of this month's long battle. Much like how Netero's final actions against Mirum kind of forced the momentum back into the Hunter's favor, the balance of power is also beginning to shift in Jujutsu Kaisen. The mysterious Udomume that comes to escort the antagonist at the very end may have something to do with this, as well as the eventual fate of Megumi Fushigoro. The way that Gege Akutami has gone completely wild on the artistic direction, including that and some gorgeous double pages spread focused on Sukuna's hand movements. My god. also reminds me of very much of Netero's Barasivata Nen powers. Of course, the comparison only goes so far. For one, the climax of this fight hardly had the same impact for me personally as the one from Hunter x Hunter, mainly because Sukuna and Jogo aren't really that interesting as characters. But what's more, what we don't actually know is if this is going to serve the same narrative purpose as Netero versus Meruem did in Hunter x Hunter. Although, I really hope so. Jujutsu Kaisen Shibuya Incident arc has been going on for a while now, and I'm ready to see something new at this point. Now, let's move on to Masho chapter 25. We're going to keep it on rolling with the battle theme here, guys. It's been interesting to see Hajime Komoto's Masho go from a relatively gag manga to a full-blown battle manga in the space of a few dozen chapters, I believe. And this process has, in reality, been going on for a good while. But there hasn't been a good enough chapter to give me reason to feature this series beyond a passing mention. Masho Chapter 5, however, offers that opportunity, finally. Mostly on the basis of its strong visual presentation and its crisp character interactions. To recap, Masho's current arc is all about Mash and friends, taking on Magia Lupus, a group of highly skilled pure blood magicians who look down on anyone born into a common family. Think kind of like Draco Malfoy and his Slytherin lackeys, only a lot more threatening. Chapter 23, though, saw our protagonists get split up and placing them into their own separate individual battles, a la Battle Shonen style, that have been yet to be explored in kind of proper detail. We've got Lance taking on Rearth, a mud manipulator who can change and warp the environment at will. And Masho Chapter 25 acts as a climax to this fight, bringing everything that Masho has to offer as a battle manga to the table. Firstly, there's the issue of the power system. Masho kind of operates on more or less the same rules of Harry Potter, meaning that it is all about wielding a wand and saying a magic incantation. Most of the characters also have some sort of magic that they kind of specialize in. For example, Lance's being gravity and Worth's being mud manipulation. And this is relatively easy to understand. But the fact that Masho has yet to explain how its version of magic works leaves chapter 25 with a few problems. How are we supposed to know who is stronger? How are we supposed to understand how Lance wins? How are we supposed to follow the action? If Masho really does want to be a battle manga, which I think it should, because I think it has the potential to be a good one, then it does need to take the opportunity to explain some of these questions at some point. Even so, this kind of hardly even matters. There's no doubt in my mind that Hajime Komoto will explain these rules at some point in time, just being a little facetious. But perhaps once this arc is over, we'll kind of see some of these questions being hinted at. Furthermore, Chapter 25, more than makes up for this in terms of visual presentation and character dialogue alone. Both of which serve to engage the reader and provide at least some explanation as to what kind of happens with the events in this chapter. Put simply, Masho 25 looks fucking awesome. And that's quite unusual, as most chapters of the series up to this point have been marred by Komoto's repeated usage of the same art, and I'm not kidding, which gives the whole series a lazy veneer. But Komoto goes all out in Masho 25. Transforming Worth's mud magic into giant beasts, and Lance's gravity magic, apparently a second version, into wonderfully arcane pillars with chains wrapped around them. Honestly, that double page spread is so good, it almost makes up everything up until this point worth it, I swear. But that sense of solid visual direction coming through Masho Chapter 25, the climatic moment of the chapter is another strong visual moment where Worth's mud monster is ripped apart by the force of Lance's gravity magic. And then you have the relationship between Lance and Worth. In much of the same way as Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 116, the two characters went into this fight with disdain with each other, but leave with a sense of respect. This is both because Lance recognizes the amount of effort his opponent has put into the fight, and Worth has his expectations shattered as to what someone raised in a suboptimal environment can do. And that's the theme. I should put that word environment in quotations, because that's the theme of environment or nature, or nature versus nurture, is what runs through this clash in chapter 25, providing the thematic reason as to why Lance was able to win out against Worth. Once again, this almost makes up for the lack of proper battle system, but its absence does still prevent me from being 100% engaged. Yep. If Mashal Chapter 25 is a taste of what's to come, then I'm all here for it, and you guys should too. Moving on. We're going to be moving on to My Hero Academia, Chapter 279. Finally, we've come to My Hero Academia, Chapter 279. Much like with Chainsaw Man, previously, I've been wanting to cover this latest arc of Kohei Horikoshi's long-running series for quite some time now. And its absence from this show, despite the momentous events taking place therein, has been quite conspicuous. You know, nevertheless, it is finally time to explore the madness that is the Paranormal Liberation Army arc. Regardless of whatever ends up afterwards. Let's just jump into it. The last time we checked in with, last time I even talked a little about My Hero Academia was, 270, and that was a few episodes back, when Tomura Shitagaki was awakening from his deep sleep to wreak some evil destruction. And that's exactly what he did. But My Hero Academia 279 isn't really about Tomura or Deku, but the students of UA. You may have forgotten where they were here at all, but here they are. Part of the problem with reading an arc like this weekly is the fact that you forget so many of the moving parts. Given that they were established months and months ago, but here we are. And to be honest, it's great to see so many of the characters like Yaoru Yorizu or Jiro share some of the spotlight finally, as it's been dominated by Deku and Bakugo as they fought Tomura for several weeks now. More specifically, the students of UA are tasked with bringing down the absolute unit that is Gigantomachia, all for one's most devoted follower and former bodyguard. It is the fight against Gigantomachia that gives My Hero Academia Chapter 279 an enormous, palpable sense of scale and destruction. Something that this manga has really been missing for me. Helping in this regard is Kohei Horikoshi's art. When the giant foe is dragged to the ground by Yaru Yorizu's rope traps, you can actually kind of feel the impact thanks to the use of the large panel and the jagged sound effects. The UA students don't really end up completing their goal and taking out Gigantomachia, but by the end of this My Hero Academia Chapter 279, but they do come pretty damn close. And this chapter 279 actually leaves off on a cliffhanger, as Mount Lady summons the last reserves of her strength to force open Gigantomachia's mouth so that Mina can place a tranquilizer in it. And the reason why I decided to mention this is because there was some speculating that Mount Lady was dead after last week. So rest assured, as those who share the same disposition as Mineta. Overall, My Hero Academia 279 is another excellent installment in what is shaping up to be an excellent arc with plenty of twists and turns along the way. Trying to predict where things will go from here on out is kind of impossible at this point, although I do expect that things will never ever be the same afterward. And it's always worth noting that My Hero Academia Chapter 279 also comes with a special illustration marking the series' 6th anniversary, originally debuting as it did in July 7th of 2014, I believe. And that's certainly nothing to be sniffed at. And there's also a popularity contest going on right now that will be interesting to see the results of. Miruko will probably rank quite high. That's if the Japanese readers know what's good for them. But yes, pick yourselves up, young ladies and gentlemen. You have just witnessed C-Dub's Weekly Manga Corner. You can read Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 116, Mashle Chapter 25, and My Hero Academia 279 for free on Viz Media's Shonen Jump right now for this week. And thank you for joining me on C-Dub's Weekly Manga Corner. Next week, you'll probably see me do some other chapters. I might maybe do a whole volume review, but I got a lot of content I've been wanting to push out, and I just haven't been able to because with some equipment issues and my Twitter being messed with and hacked. So, but there's a lot of cool things I cannot wait. I really want to talk about Chainsaw Man. I want to talk about the My Hero Academia OVA. I kind of want to get to the Time Paradox Ghost Rider manga that I've been doing for. I want to talk about more Jujutsu Kaisen and its upcoming hype anime. I kind of even want to talk about My Hero Academia and Horikoshi kind of jumping to the digital realm now. There's a lot of things I really want to get to. I've been doing a lot of manga stuff. I've said I want to do some guests. I want to bring on some new guests. I got a few lined up. I just haven't been able to get in contact with them and try to set down a solidified date. But there's a lot of things coming right at you guys. Just give me some time to get things kind of sort with the Twitter. Get my ideas written down. Getting stuff recorded now. Making it sound good. And getting all that great together. But thank you for joining me. Thank you for allowing my voice into your ears and into your homes. I hope you guys enjoyed the manga that we talked about. I hope you enjoyed our conversation at the beginning about Shonen Jump and its issues that it's facing this year and how it plans to resolve them, hopefully, in this later half. But if you like the show and you want to hear more of the show and make sure that I'm able to still make more nice content for you guys, consider becoming an official Weebcast supporter. If you go to my Twitter, which is twitter.com/JXNMORI, you'll be able to hit the link, my anchor link in my bio. And then it'll, you can hit right there. You see the little dollar sign. You'll be able to hit to donate, and you can donate applicable for you. You don't have, donate whatever much you can to the show as possible. Helps with the quality of the show, helps with some of the guests I can bring on, and just the overall quality and quantity of the show. Any bit helps. I really do appreciate it. But that's not the only way you can support the show. It is a really great way to support the show, but there's other ways you can support the show. You can also rate, review, like, leave a review on any other podcasting apps that you guys use to listen to the show, whether Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you guys may be listening to the show. Make sure you guys give me some feedback. And you can also give me feedback on Twitter. Wherever it's easier for you, give me feedback on the show, rate it, review it, do whatever you can, subscribe to it. It just lets me know how I can improve the show. And it's just more insight. Because, like I said, the show is made by weebs for weebs. And I'm just a weeb, and I want to make a show for the weebs out there. With some hard cuts and also things to make it for people who just want to get into anime and manga. So if you want to support the show, think about rating and reviewing the show wherever you can, and just let me know up on my Twitter on how I can improve. Or if you want to be on the show, hit me up on Twitter. I'm always welcome. We can find someone we can record and bang that stuff out. So I want as many people on the show as possible. I'm pretty sure I don't have any other housekeeping things to do, so we're going to kind of wrap it up. Like I said, thank you for allowing me to your ears and allowing me to your homes. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Chock full of manga and Shonen Jump goodness. Because there's a lot more coming up in these next few weeks. But for now, you're supposed to see Dubs out of 3,000. And he's gone.